Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays. For those who found us on their radio at FM 96.9 San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, everyone is welcome. The opening scripture selected for this morning is verses 1 through 4 and 12 through 19 of Psalm 116, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, save my life. What shall I return to the Lord for his bounty to me? I will lift up the cup of my salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving girl. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O Lord, one more day, one more time you've given us, one more chance, Lord. And we just want to say this morning, thank you, thank you, thank you. You touched our bodies this morning, you touched our eyes, touched our limbs so that we may get up and walk, we may get up and come to church. That Lord, that no matter how bad we felt, we thank you, Lord, that you enable us to come to church. And most of all, dear Lord, we are so thankful for your son, Jesus, your dear son, Jesus, who died for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for his sacrifice. Thank you, Lord, for our chance. And Lord, as we go forward in our worship, we pray that you remove anything that's, Lord, that's not pleasing to you away from us, so there will be nothing between us and you that will distort our worship. Thank you, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? Come, Christians, join to sing.
Come, Christians, join to sing. Alleluia. Praise it.
seated.
Please join me in call to worship. Psalm 111, printed in your bulletin.
Would you please stand when you find it, please, for a call to worship?
Praise the Lord.
I will give thanks to the Lord, the whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation.
Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who have pleasure in them.
Full of honor and majesty are the works of the Lord, whose righteousness endures forever.
Who has caused his wonderful works to be remembered? The Lord is gracious and merciful.
The Lord provides food for the faithful and is ever mindful of his covenant.
You may be seated.
Didn't have my bulletin. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we got some birthdays and anniversaries. Don't we have one today? That was yesterday? Okay, all right. Well, okay. Yeah, we just don't know. All right, so on the 26th, we have Allison Chambers. On the 27th, Rudy Mendez. And on the 28th, John Morrison. All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Bam.
Yes. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Happy
yesterday.
Birthday yesterday. All right. Do we have any announcements? Well, no, it's all right.
Good morning, church. Let us pray. To pray without ceasing means you are tempted. You hold the temptation before God and ask for his help. When you experience something good, you immediately thank the Lord for it. When you encounter trouble, you turn to God as your deliverer. Prayer should be like breathing. You do not have to drink to breathe because the atmosphere exerts pressure on your lungs and forces you to breathe. Let this be your reminder to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.
Amen.
Let us prepare for our tithes and offerings. Pray with me, please. Gracious Father, you have given us so much, and yet we take you for granted. Forgive us for this, we pray. We ask, Lord, that you make us cheerful givers, for that is your will. These things we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is our King. everybody. And it was also Laura Dixon's birthday yesterday, too, just to let you know. Okay, so for today's reading is from 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 through 28. Final instructions. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all God's people with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
Thank you.
morning.
Good morning.
Prayer isn't a ritual that depends on closing our eyes and putting on holy faces. We don't have to kneel or sit. We can pray while walking, driving, or working. God responds to a two-word cry for help in the middle of a busy afternoon, just like he does to a focused prayer time after reading scripture in the morning. Prayer doesn't have to be complicated. God delights in any simple and sincere words we offer him. Make your everyday tasks become acts of worship by turning them into times of prayer.
Man.
Let us prepare our hearts and minds to receive God's word as delivered by Pastor Ted. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come now seeking, we come now listening, we come now to hear your word. We ask, Lord, that you empower Pastor Ted with your Holy Spirit. Let his words be your words. And give him the strength to deliver the message that you would have us hear today. Let us take your word to our hearts so that when we leave this place, we may take your message to a hurting world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Oh my. I got so excited about preaching. Can you get the children, please? I forgot about the kids. Anna Marie, could you come? You come with us, please. Lucian, would you come down with us, please? You could just sit right over there. Hey, good deal. Good morning, church. I just want to say this morning, though, before we start, when the kids are coming. Now, did you guys miss something last night? Other than sleep, did you miss something? Something you normally get every Saturday? I did not hear one complaint that I missed that. Just thought I'd throw that out there, all right? I had some trouble with phone bite last night and it wouldn't go through. But we'll be ready again for it next week. Amen? All right, children, let's see now. Anna Marie, right? Anne Marie, Lucian, Colt, Catherine, Cheyenne. No, that's Cheyenne right here.
Okay.
This is Delilah. See there? That's Annie right there. I'm going back to her. Pull your glasses off. Pull them back home. Destiny. Is it Destiny? Okay. I thought you said they were triplets. Okay, all right. What you guys learn this morning? Other than Lucian and Anne Marie, what you guys learn this morning? Anne Marie, you were in there, wasn't you? What you learn this morning? Oh, what about God? What about him? Let me ask you this question. He prayed to his dad, right? Okay. What are you thankful most for? Amen. Say it a little louder. She says she's thankful for this life. How old are you? 9 years old. What about you, Lucian? What are you most thankful for? Hey, man, your family. What about you, Colt? What about this teddy bear? What's special about this teddy bear? Hey, I got an idea for you. When you get scared again, go and hug God, all right? Pretend that teddy bear is God, all right? Okay. What about you, hon? What are you most thankful for?
The world.
What about the world? What do you know about the world? What about you there? God. Amen. Amen. That's good. Thank you. And you, Miss, don't tell me. I know what you're Cheyenne, right?
No!
Oh, I'll never get this right. Don't tell me. Delilah. Okay. Got you. What about you? Say that a little louder so they can hear you. She's thankful for God and her family. Isn't this awesome? These children, they know what to be thankful for, don't they? Here's something to remember, children. Always be thankful to the Lord, to God. You understand? Even when things are not good, even when that teddy bear, you can't find that teddy bear, even when your friends get mad at you, you always give thanks to the Lord. You know why? Why do you want to give thanks to the Lord? He created you. Yes, he did. He's the one that loves you, right? And he's thankful. You see, he gives thankful for you. Indeed, he is. Okay, so now, when you get ready, when your parents or grandparents tell you to do something, you're going to say, when they give you some water or a drink or a snack, you're going to say it all together, okay?
Thank you.
Amen. Thank y'all, all right? I think these children, they know more about things than what we give them credit for. Amen? Amen. Good morning, church. So good to see you here this morning. Good to be with you. And as you probably have already guessed with all this singing about thanksgiving and thankfulness, the title of our sermon this morning is going to be Give Thanks. Give thanks to the Lord. You know, and giving thanks, as the scripture tells us, is in every circumstances, isn't just a good idea, but it puts you in direct, in the very will of God, because this is what he wants you to do. He wants you to be thankful. Now, I want to share with you something about me being thankful. I'm so thankful for some of the big things in my life. Thankful of being a pastor. Thankful for my wonderful and awesome wife. Thankful that I got a Keurig machine at home that I can push it and get coffee whenever I want to. Thankful that I can go to Shipley's Donuts or Krispy Kreme and eat all the cream-filled donuts. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. But it's the little things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for all the Lord has done for us here at this church. Now, you may not be able to see it, but Jesus is at work right here in your midst. Amen? He is. And you know what, folks? He's doing it in spite of us. That's the great part. He's doing it because he loves us. So we ought to give thanks to him for all that he does. Now, the Apostle Paul writes this letter to the church at Thessalonica because they were going through some issues. And if you want to read all of that chapter, that first book of 1 Thessalonians, you'll get a great idea of what Paul is saying here to this group of Christians who's having some issues in there. There were folks in there that didn't want to work. Some didn't know when Jesus was coming. Some didn't know what was going to happen to their loved ones. There were just all kind of problems and issues that were coming up in this congregation.
kind of like the things that come up in our congregations here, you know, even at Alamo and other churches. But I want you to know that as he goes further, he goes on down and he starts to talk about giving thanks for everything. Giving thanks for everything. He says this, rejoice always. Rejoice always. All the time we are to be rejoicing. Well, wait a minute. I can't rejoice today. I'm broke. I ain't got no money. What am I being happy about? Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. And this is the last part. I want you to be mindful of this verse. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is his will for you, that you are to give thanks, you know. So remember that last part of that verse. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Always give thanks, you know. So sometimes we struggle. I know I do. I want to know, Lord, what's your will for me? What do you want me to do? We talk about him. We beg him in our prayers to show us what we ought to do, where we should live, who we should marry, where we should move, the job we take. And we just got a big list of stuff that we ask to know. Lord, what's your will? Nothing's wrong with that. That's good, you know, do that. But what if he were to reply and say this? Ted, you've been asking me for all this stuff. What if he just wants you to be grateful? He wants you to be grateful no matter what the circumstance. You see what I mean? I believe the Lord, there's some things he doesn't want us to understand, but he wants us to trust him, you know. So we ought to be grateful for the job that you have. You ought to be grateful for your family, for the home and the city that you live in. You ought to be grateful, you know, for all of those things. So you know what you could do? You know, you could take a little list out and you could write down all the things, a little inventory that you're grateful for. Hey, try that sometime when you're at home. All the things that you're grateful for. Write that down. And what this will do, this will help you to understand the gratitude and the grace that God has given us. And it also keeps your focus on the positive rather than the negative. If you can focus on what you've been thankful for, you won't be worried about the negative part of those things. You know, Christ wants us to be thankful in all our circumstances. So remember that. I think this is why Paul gives us great advice to be thankful in every circumstance. Now, I'm not going to sit here and play around with you and try to pull your leg. It's not easy to be grateful in every circumstance. It's not. I found myself in some terrible situations while in the Navy, and gratefulness wasn't the last thing on my mind at the time. But you know what? The Lord brought me out of it. He brought me out of it. You know, so sometimes it's really hard to imagine just how, you know, how to be grateful. You know, you see, folks, there are questions that we may never get answered on this side of heaven. And yet we are called to be faithful, to trust, and to stand firm in our faith. And I there's one particular story that I'd like to share with you this morning that's in the Bible. And I think I heard the kids going over it in Kids Club this morning. That's the story in John 11 where Jesus is going to raise Lazarus from the dead. Listen to this story. He says, when Jesus got word from Mary and Martha that Lazarus is sick, you see, he's about maybe a journey away, not very far away. It's also very important to note that Lazarus wasn't just somebody that, you know, Jesus didn't know or hadn't met. He was actually a friend of the family. He was a friend of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And Jesus said, they tell him, Lord, the one you love is sick. So Lazarus was somebody that Jesus cared very deeply about it. And it says, he also loved his sisters, Mary and Martha. You see, this was a family that Jesus not only knew very well, but he had a relationship with them. I want you to think about somebody in your life this morning that's not necessarily a family member, but who's very close to you and like a family member. You love them. Now you just imagine, you just got word that they're sick and you want to take an extra 2 days of getting there. That'd be some folks pretty upset with you, wouldn't it? You know, you say you love them, but you're not here. You see, would you feel like you love, that you love them? You know, probably not. But for some reason, this is exactly how Jesus responds to the news about Lazarus. He stays where he is, and he just keeps on going about his business. Before telling his disciples, he says, okay, let's go back to Judea now. It's time to go back. You know, they got confused, you know. But Jesus had already kind of given them some insight into what's really happening. In verse 4, he says, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. You see, he tarried because he wanted to show them who he was and give them another opportunity to get close to him and to believe him. God always knows what he's doing. You know, it may not look like it to us. It didn't look like it that way to the disciples around him. You see, but he knows what he's doing even when we don't understand it. Amen. I tell you, there's a lot of times for me, I thank God he knows what he's doing. He's working right now and through all situations going on in your life. You see, and the challenge for us is to do this. It's to remain faithful and steadfast even when we don't get what we want. I don't always get what I want when I pray. I don't always get what I want. And sometimes I may not get the answer I want. But I do know this. I know that if I stand and trust the Lord, he knows what's best for me. He knows that I may want that Mercedes, but he also knows I can't afford it. And he also knows that I can do just as well with that Toyota Corolla as well. The Lord always knows what's best for us. So, Jesus finally gets to town. Lazarus been down, been dead for 4 days now. And when Martha, she comes out to meet him, she says, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. Eventually, Mary came out. See, Mary was a little upset with Jesus, I believe, because she felt like he ought to be in there also, you know. She said, Lord, if you'd been there, my brother would not have died. You see, Mary and Martha both feel that their brother Lazarus wouldn't have died if the Lord would have just shown up. You see, they wanted and expected Jesus to answer their prayers in the way they wanted. And they are obviously sad that Jesus didn't come in time to save their brother. Sometimes the Lord doesn't always come when you want him, amen? Sometimes we don't understand why he's doing things. I don't understand why things are going on in this world the way they are. The rise of sin and so much evil and so much violence. I don't understand that, but I do know this. Jesus spoke about this many, 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 many years ago when he was on this earth. And he said this type of thing was coming to this world. Well, folks, it's here, amen? It's here. And what are you to do? What are we to do? It's to stand firm in the faith of Christ and not give up and not back down and not kind of hunker away and go and say, well, I'm just going to give up. It's not. Don't give up. Stay close to the Lord. You see, the Lord knows what he's doing. He knows that this world is coming to an end. And he knows that one day, it's going to be time to go home for Christians to go home. You see, Jesus knew that Lazarus would live again, and he knew that it would bring incredible glory to God the Father. When thinking about living a grateful life, it's important to catch something Jesus says. He says, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. Listen to this. He says, I thank you that he heard, but I know that you always hear me. Our Savior had faith in his Heavenly Father. Amen? I wonder,
Can we say that this morning? Lord, I know that you always hear me.
I know that you always hear me. He says, but I'm saying this for the benefit of people standing here, that they might believe that you sent me. Jesus thanks the Father for hearing him and mentions the Father that he always hears him. When we root ourselves in the sovereign love of God the Father, we have all we need for any and every circumstance that may arise in your life, even when they don't look so good, even when things are going wrong, they're going downhill. We can look up and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing me thus far. I don't understand why this has happened. I don't understand this sickness. I don't understand this pain that's on me. But thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for listening to us. Thank you for knowing us. You see, we are, thank you for providing all that we need. We are truly rich in your love. And you and your love.
Being thankful will empower your Christian life, your walk with the Lord. Being thankful will help you to walk with the Lord. Being thankful to him in all circumstances will enable you to overcome some of the things and issues in your life, not by yourself, but by his power, by the Lord's power, by Christ's power. You see, Jesus preached the new kingdom. He always said the kingdom of heaven is what? At hand. He has a new way. I don't want you to be discouraged and disappointed in what's going on in the world. Don't let it get you down. Don't let it get you down. Focus on Christ. Focus on his coming. And as he said in his word, pray continually, always give thanks. Not just in the good times. Not just when you got plenty of money. Not when that bank account looks good, everything is fine, you got plenty of food. But in those times, and those times may come sooner than we think, those times when you don't have anything. You don't know where food's coming from. You don't know what your children are going to do. You don't know what's going on in school. You don't know whether to send your kids to school or not. Give thanks to the Lord. Stay close to him and keep praying. He'll take care of you, even when you don't understand it. Even when things, when you see them. You see, there's a divine timeline at work here. And that timeline, God's in control of it. And his way and our ways are not the same. He works on a different timeline. Amen? We think he ought to do things when we want him to do it. But he does things when he wants to do them. And I got to tell you, folks, whenever he does it, when he wants to do it, when he's in control, you don't have to worry about it. Alamo, you keep marching. You keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Don't give up. Keep building bridges. Keep walking with the Lord. Don't be concerned about the things that may be coming against us. He wants you to stand faithful. And remember this, dear one. The life you live, the character that you present to the community, that may be the only Christ that folks will see. You may be the only Christ that they see. I pray that you will be able to do that in love and kindness, and that you will be able to stand firm with the Lord. And you know what, folks, and I'll say this again, and we'll close. Always pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances. And you know why? Because this is the will of God for your life. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As we prepare for the invitation this morning, there may be one here. Life may be a mess right now. Things don't look so good for a number of reasons. Could be family problems, could be church problems, could be work problems. I don't know. It could be that maybe you just feel like you just can't connect with God. Maybe you feel like he's moved and gone away. Maybe you feel like he doesn't care about you anymore. But I come to tell you this morning that he cares deeply for you. And the altar is open, and the invitation is given to anyone who wishes to come and perhaps rededicate their life and just come and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Will you stand for a hymn of invitation, Near to the Heart of God?
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of
we
God.
We thank you, servant Lance.
Oh, Jesus, that's Redeemer, send from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet, near to the heart of God, a place where we are Savior, near to the heart.
Winding down. Jesus is coming soon. And I want you to be able to say this when you meet with Jesus, and we're all going to have to do that. I want him to be able to say this to me and to you as well. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen? You've been faithful over what? A few things. Just a few things. But I want to make you ruler over many. And he'll say, come on in and enter into your rest. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you this morning.
Let's continue to give thanks to God and all of his blessings that he's given us. Ask for his continued prayer, our prayers to him to heal this world. Let's give prayers of thanks and for God, our homebound members, Esther Goins, Elizabeth Grazulis, Hector Martinez, Roy Wood, Kathy Bedell, Elaine Bixler, Norma Glenn, and James Murphy. And I was informed earlier today that a joy for Norma, she is off dialysis.
Man.
Slowly improving, but hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Lucian, if you'll say hello to your grandma for me. Where'd he go, Stephen? Okay, I'll say something to him afterwards. Continued prayers of support for all of the members of our congregation, friends, family, I'm going to, prayers for Dad. He's been having a rough last couple, 3 weeks. So, prayers for Ken Austin. And for prayers of uplifting and support for Virginia Molinoff and her granddaughter, Reagan. But she also informed us yesterday that Travis is back working, so hallelujah. Continued prayers for the family of Patricia Hollins, Simon, Diane Skaggs' daughter, Lisa Sveda, Curtis' sister, Emma Gard. Continued prayers of uplifting and healing for David and Lisa Edwards. Prayers of support and uplifting for Alice Tyler's family, for Linda McMillan, Dixie Souter's sister, Martha, for Homer Vargas' neighbors, Joaquin Gonzalez, Valerie Carpio and her daughter, Ashley. They are friends of Karen Lawrence. Lord, hear our prayers. Joni Peterson's cousin, Athet Manuel, Sandra Boykins. I'm sorry, Joni.
It's Jet.
Jet, okay. Jet Manuel. Sandra Boykins' son, Darren. Lord, hear our prayers. Prayers of continued support, uplifting for Tessie. Bonnie Chambers is under the weather. Lord, hear our prayers for her. She's here, but Eileen Fader for prayers of support and getting her blood pressure taken care of. So, and a big thanks to Tessie for picking Eileen up every Sunday. Yes. Praise God and thanks be to God for Tessie. Prayers of support and healing for Janice Walker.
Amen.
For Vicki Ballman. Continued healing for Lance Shaw. Lord, hear our prayers. Joy, Barbara Holcomb. And I know everybody by now, but she had a successful surgery and is actually at home recovering, so thank you, God. And what a joy to see Miss Sandy here this morning. She's a bright spot in here, so.
Amen.
Lord, hear our prayers and be thank you, God. Homer is asking prayers of physical healing for Gregory Puentes, healing for physical healing, peace, and comfort. Lord, hear our prayers. He's also asking prayers for his two granddaughters, Olivia Beck and Jordan Vargas. May God protect them at all times. God be with us all, Homer. And he's also prayers for all the fine folks in the adult Sunday school class. May God give us his love, grace, and mercy. Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Also, for Don and Gene Dennis, he had a little minor procedure earlier this week. They're hoping to be back next Sunday. Lord, hear our prayers for the Dennis family. Mr. Joaquin Gonzalez is doing much better with his health. Amen to that. Thanks be to God. And a celebration, the Men's Emmaus Walk number 212 has enough pilgrims to continue with this event. Continue to pray for all involved in this walk. Yes, Lord. And thanks for you for getting all of us men together to get this accomplished. Thanks be to God. Another prayer. I've lost three friends, two of them Kirbyites, in the last couple of weeks. And when I leave here, I'm going to go to the funeral of another one, asking prayers for the Bishop family. Lord, be with his children and his granddaughters. Amen.
Yes. Okay. For the family, what's the name of the family, huh? The get. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Gayla, could you play something, please? Amen.
If you would you hold on to someone, if you can? If you can, touch someone. Just gently touch him. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. He's more willing to hear us than we are to call on him. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, oh Lord, you know each heart. Lord, you know each thought, each prayer, even the ones that we can't say. We ask that you would help them. We ask that you would be with this dear family that has lost a loved one. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen them. And Lord, give them hope and peace. And let them know, Lord, that you are there for them. Even, Lord, in their darkest hour, be with them, Lord. We lift up Jane Vigil's husband and Jane. We thank you, Lord, that you've enabled him to go home. We thank you, Lord, that you've enabled Norma to get off of the dialysis machine. We thank you, Lord, so much for this. We pray for Travis Mollenhoff, Lord, who's going through some things, Lord, some health issues. We ask that you lift him up, that you would help him as well. And be with dear Doug, Lord, and Karen. Lord, as they go through the things they're going through, that you would help them. Be with those that are shut in this morning, Lord. Those who want to come to church that can. Those, Lord, who may not even know where they are. We ask, Lord, that you would have mercy on them. Have mercy, Lord, as only you can. We thank you so much, Lord, for each one gathered here today, Lord. Each heart, each mind, each soul, Lord, they all belong to you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be kind and loving to one another. We be with Vicky. Be with Kathy, Lord. Help them, Lord, as they continue to go through their illness. And, Lord, with Janice as well, Lord, please help her, Lord. We pray that she will be able to get back and come to church soon. Lord, we thank you so much for those in our congregation that are disabled, that has trouble walking, has trouble moving, has back issues, back problems. Right now, Lord, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would be with them, that you would touch them and enable them, Lord, to be able to do the things that they need to do, to move around, Lord, without pain. Have mercy on us, Lord. As you can see, there's a lot of sickness among us, Lord. We can't do nothing without you. And we count on you, Lord. We count on you to help us through this journey. Thank you, Lord, as we leave this place. Help us to remember that we are the salt of the earth. And we are the light that you're sending into the world. Help us not to hide this light, but to help us to let it shine. Help us, Lord, to be bridge builders. Thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we depart from here today, let us remember those who are less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for all who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly, be safe, and let us join together again here next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, Sent Forth by God's Blessing?
Sent forth by God's blessing, more truly confessing, the people of God from this dwelling take thee. The service is ending, oh, now be extended, the fruits of our worship in all who be thee. The seed of the preaching, receive.